more to provoke the Lord, the God of Israel, to anger than did all the kings of Israel before him. When our leaders are disobeying God and encouraging us to do the same, that's trouble. We can look around the world at countries where the leadership is corrupt and brutal and how much suffering that causes for the people. In our own country, we might say, many of us feel that we've been drifting away from the foundations on which our country was built, the Christian sort of principles on which our country was built. We're in trouble too. And just as Israel was facing a disaster, many of us are wondering, when is it going to be our turn if we continue to drift away from God? We're not worshiping golden cows, but neither are most of us worshiping the living God. We're drifting in our country, and so it's a concern. God was concerned, and so the Lord sent Elijah, whose name means the Lord is God, to tell the king, as surely as the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, whom I serve, there will be no dew or rain during the next few years until I give the word. As surely as the Lord, the God of Israel, whom I serve, lives, there will be no dew or rain for the next few years until I give the word. The book of James speaks about Elijah and tells us that he was a man like us. Chapter 5. Elijah was a man just like us. This is in James chapter 5, verse 17. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. Again he prayed, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crops. Elijah not only brought this word, he had apparently prayed that God would send some kind of a warning to the king. And this rain, he said, will not come again until I give the word. God had given him authority over the weather. In the Bible, there are the three times when miracles just are happening all around. Moses, Elijah, and Jesus. These three times when God is doing mighty things in the nation. And it's not an accident that Moses and Elijah are the ones who appear on the Mount of Transfiguration with Jesus. God sends Elijah to bring this bad news to the king. And in those days, the king, you know, could kill you if he didn't like what you said. So the very courageous thing that Elijah did, coming to him and giving him this very bad news. This is a disaster for the country. But he trusted God. He obeyed God's word to him, and he declared the word of the Lord. You know the song, "These Are the Days of Elijah," declaring the word of the Lord. Elijah declared the word of the Lord, and that word came true. But then the word of the Lord came to him again. The rain did stop, and the land became dry, and the word of the Lord came to him again. The Lord said to Elijah, "Go to the east and hide by the brook. Drink from the brook and eat what the ravens bring to you, for I have commanded them to bring you food." I have commanded the ravens to bring you food. God sent him into the wilderness, back into the area where he'd come from, really. Kerith Brook is over near Tishbe, where Elijah had grown up. And there he lived in a cave in the wilderness. He drank from the brook, and the birds brought him lunch and breakfast and supper. God looked after him. He obeyed the word of the Lord, and God looked after him. And sure enough, there was no rain. And people became hungry. And the king became more and more upset. And when the stream finally dried up, the word of the Lord came to Elijah again, saying, "Go at once to Zarephath of Sidon and stay there. I have commanded a widow in that place to supply you with food." I've instructed a woman. "I have commanded a widow in that place to supply you with food." God commanded the ravens, and he's commanded this widow to supply Elijah with food. Sidon is up where, or Zarephath is up where Jezebel comes from. So they're not worshiping God up there. Way up north in Phoenicia. But he obeyed. And again, the Lord looked after him. When he came to the village, he saw a woman gathering sticks to cook a last meal for herself and her son. And he asked her, "Give me a drink of water." And as she was going to get that water, he said, "And bring me some bread too, please." He was hungry, he was thirsty. And she replied that all she had was enough to make one last meal for herself and her son. This picture is quite interesting because it shows she's thinking about this. This guy's asking her for something very precious. He's asking for her last meal to share with him. She said, "I swear by the Lord your God that I don't have a single piece of bread in the house, and I only have a handful of flour left in the jar and a little cooking oil in the bottom of the jug. I was just gathering a few sticks to cook the last meal, and then my son and I will die." This was her last meal. But Elijah said to her, "Don't be afraid. Go ahead and do just what you've said, but make a little bread for me first. And then use what's left to prepare a meal for yourself and your son. For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. There will always be flour and oil, olive oil, left in your containers until the time when the Lord sends rain again and the crops grow again." He declared the Lord would provide for her if she was generous to him, if she shared what she had. And bless her heart, she obeyed. Now you get the point, but this is only one woman out of all the people in Sidon and in Israel that we're hearing about apart from Elijah. And what we know about her is that she's a widow with an only child. Widows in that country, in that time, their situation was desperate to begin with, right? They had no one to provide for them. There was no way for them to earn a living in that time. And so being a widow in the best of times was tough, but these were not the best of times. It was a famine, and she was facing death. And yet, when he asked, she shared. Wow. She shared what she had, this little bit that she had left. And sure enough, the Lord provided. And provided her with, so she never ran out of oil, she never ran out of flour until the rains came and crops could grow again. She trusted his word. She trusted and obeyed the word of the Lord. And God looked after them. As she showed kindness and grace to Elijah, God showed kindness and grace to her, as Elijah had promised. The Bible doesn't promise that our lives will be free of trouble if we follow him. The Bible doesn't promise that we'll be rich and we'll never get sick if we follow him. Jesus makes that pretty clear, doesn't he, in the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. He doesn't promise us an easy life, but he promises us that he'll be with us. He's going to be with us through the good times and through the bad times. He's going to be with us, and he's going to look after us as a shepherd, a good shepherd, looks after his sheep. This widow shows this radical trust in a moment when everything seemed over. It seemed like everything her life was coming to an end, but God had a plan. She trusted him and obeyed him, and that led to blessing. I wonder whether we would have that kind of confidence in God to share what we have, even if we have little, with someone who comes to us for help? Do we trust God to look after us and provide for us in that way? Well, the memory verse that Pastor Lee has chosen for us today is a perfect one for this story, because it tells us that, and this is a beautiful benediction for us, but here's what we need to remember. To him who is able to do immeasurably more, able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. To him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. Is he able? This is telling us, yes, he is. Elijah's story is telling us, yes, he is. He is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. Elijah prayed, and the land had no rain for 3 years. He prayed again, and the rain came. He prayed, and he was a man just like us, because he asked God to provide. He asked God to act. He is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. He may not do it through a raven. I'm not promising that. But he might do it through a friend, or a family member, or a stranger who would come to us with a kind word or a smile, or maybe is praying for us and we don't even know they're praying. They bring us a pot of soup when we're sick and don't feel like cooking. There's some cookies and a cup of coffee at the right moment. It doesn't have to be big. Jesus says in Mark, next verse there, I promise you, sorry, it's not Matthew, I tell you the truth, anyone who gives you a cup of water in my name because of you belong to Christ will certainly not lose his reward. Any act of kindness to one of his precious ones, that's us, is noticed and remembered forever. And our difficult times are also noticed and remembered and rewarded in God's kingdom. 2 Corinthians, our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. We will have troubles, but we will not be alone. And God will provide for us. He'll look after us. He'll send to us what we really need. And even though those troubles will hurt, they are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. I was struck that Trinity's mission statement has two components, knowing God and touching lives. This story shows us that God's promise has promised to look after us now and forever. We know God, if we know God, we know his faithfulness. We sang that at the beginning of the service. Knowing God means knowing his faithfulness, knowing that we can trust him. And touching lives, God's calling us to serve those people around us who are hurting and needing help. So knowing God and touching lives are both reflected in this story, which I thought was a lovely thing. And we thank you, Lord, for this story of Elijah, this faithful man who spoke to the king words that the king didn't want to hear. Lord, he was courageous and spoke your word. Pray that you would give us courage, too, to stand up for justice, to stand up for what is true and right and honorable and godly in our society. Things are slipping, Lord, and we need to be prophetic words sometimes to stand against the swing of our culture. Pray also that you'd help us to be able to trust you to look after us so that we can be generous in our giving to our church, in our giving to our neighbors, in our giving to strangers.
Help us to be generous in our lives. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
And if you want to hear more about Elijah, come this afternoon at 1:30. We'll be in chapter 19.
Thank you, David. And I heard from someone that you're preaching 4 sermons today. Is that right? Is that right? No, not every Sunday. No. Yeah, well, thank you. That's really a sacrificial service, and I appreciate the joy you bring to us. And it's good advice for us when we face difficulty, relying on God. And he may ask us to do something where we say, I just don't have enough, but he will provide. And this song is quite an assurance of that. God will take care of you. It's hymn number 47. Would you please stand together as we sing, God will take care of you. Be not dismayed, whate'er betide, God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide, God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day. O'er all the way, he will take care of you. God will take care of you. Through days of toil, when heart doth fail, God will take care of you. When dangers fierce your path assail, God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. All you may need, he will provide. God will take care of you. Leaning you ask will be denied. God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. No matter what may be the test, God will take care of you. Lean weary one upon his breast, God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day or all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. Amen. If you're perhaps struggling with a load you're carrying and seeking some help with that, there are prayer partners will be at the front of the sanctuary. We'd love to pray with you. And please do join us in the gym for fellowship and refreshments. And here are these words again from Ephesians chapter 3, God's promise for us. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Go with God.